The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now is the Queen of Crypto. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello. Really good, thanks.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. I haven't chatted for a while. Yes,
I know, I've been a bit
asleep.
Naughty. I know. I've been a bit naughty.
You've been a bit naughty.
Well, there was one day when I said we'd do it at noon and I fell asleep, yes.
Yeah, thanks. by the way, yesterday, Martin, from CEO of Vox, put out the interview with Gary Vee. He's quite full on, isn't he? But do you know what I don't
Gary
get?
Gary Vee, yeah, he really is.
That's Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, he's a well-on
guy.
Only
lived once, though, you know, just... Then you've got to get on with that.
Yeah, I know. That's the motto he lives to, and he encourages people, he inspires people to do that. But we've done now. So Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire, and Gary Vee is pretty close to being a billionaire. And what I don't get is when we post these out sometimes, and some people go, "Never heard of him." Like, that's a bad reflection on the star or the thing. You know, I'm thinking, well, that's a bad reflection on you for not knowing them. That means you're not very well read or educated. By saying things like that, you know, trying to say, like, you are the font of all knowledge, never heard of them. I mean, they are very well known. They're billionaires, you know. The fact that you haven't heard of them doesn't bother them at all. Maybe you should do a bit of reading up. I never understand that when people almost try to down it or do it down by saying that. Thinking, that's nuts, you know.
I suppose they are American, but you know, they really, both of them, Mark Cuban and Gary Vaynerchuk, are proper entrepreneurs.
But it's not a bad reflection on them. It's a bad reflection on the person saying it, you know. And I don't understand that. It's just been insane. And I suppose it reflects the fact that they are a bit, you know. Anyway, let's get on with some stuff. What's up with crypto, Nick, at the moment? Because I'm seeing the Bitcoin there. It's just dangling below the 200-day moving average, which is not very good, is it?
Very quiet and sideways. And no, but you know, everyone's so bearish and it hasn't really dropped. That to me is usually a bit of a warning signal. Like if it was going to drop like a rock, it should have done it and it hasn't. We might do now. Like there's some news out today, Google banning crypto advertising, but...
Put the chart up there. Can you show the chart on the old... Do you think it's going to flatten out? Just at the moment, volatility has gone. Yesterday, the stocks had a big sell-off. I don't know what for. There's a lot of things going on that people are worried about, like Trump, I think, you know, criticising the EU for being protectionist and then being very protectionist himself. You know, that's not good for global economies. So maybe that's, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of worry in play at the moment, isn't there? And also, time of the year, March, I think April's better for stocks. Like yesterday, in fact, let's you know, one of the stocks we're looking at, I mean, Bitcoin's there, obviously, touched that 200-day moving average, but we're going to, BT had a massive fall yesterday, like 3.5% for a big stock. That's ridiculous.
I know, that's a huge amount. And right at a really big level. Here's the problem with BT. You know, it's at a 6-1-8 fib level, and they're really messy levels. That means that the market can go quite a long way the other side and then still come back. At the moment, now we're testing. We're almost at the lows from February, and we're testing them. I think we've got a little bit more room to the downside. So I would really, obviously, I'd like to see a double bottom here or some kind of price action to say that the buyers are still here. Otherwise, yeah, we keep going lower.
It's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, it is ridiculous. But this is a big deal level. I would be very surprised if we didn't, you know, we're just trying to stabilize now and make a base to go higher from. I'd be very surprised if we didn't do it here.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like I said, if you look at the RSI and all that stuff, it's when it normally goes that low, and it has been recently, it does bounce. But it's almost the market's generally taking it down. It's a bit quite bearish at the moment, you know?
We bounced from very oversold RSI. You know, we were down at 18. You know, we're headed lower again on the daily. I'm not feeling a dramatic crash here. Let's wait and see. You know, the 4-hour RSI is down at 21. That, you know, a short term, I think we could see a bounce. The hourly RSI is, you know, at 11 or 10. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Okay, well,
which you bounce.
A stock that's flying in the face of the bears, you know, it's literally laughing at the bears, is Asia Met Resources, ARS. They raised $7.2 million yesterday. And I tweeted about this. I said, there's a lot of, you know, companies on the junior market there that do very hugely discounted placings with people with who don't care about the company, really. They're just hoping to flip 10, 20%, get a bit of a flip on the stock. But Asia Met is different. They set the benchmark here. They do a raising pretty much, you know, the average 30-day volume-weighted average was 11 pence. They raised at that level. It wasn't a discount. The directors took a big chunk, which is always, you know, confidence-inspiring. And they do it at the same time all the time. This is to expand or buy the other half of Bouton, a massive asset there, or take up to 80% interest in that. And I think other companies should look at Asia Met the way they do it, because they've been a 10 bagger, you know. And in fact, another company like that, a lot of skin in the game directors, Vasari, recovering a bit as well. They're almost benchmarks to look at. Other companies should look at these companies the way they've done it. And like I said, they're both 10 baggers, and that's the way you inspire confidence in the market. So ARS, what do you reckon, Nick Golar?
ARS, we've broken out from this bullish pennant. Do you see from, if you look at the chart, you can see from mid-November, we went sideways in like a triangle pattern. After a long run up, that's a bullish pennant pattern. We've broken higher. We made new highs. We've pulled back, retested them a couple of days ago, and now we're headed higher. My target next is 17.6.
17.6, and that's still below the broker target, which is 20 pence. But yeah, this is...
That's the first target. Actually, I think if we keep going, the next target is 28. But for now, it's been reacting very nicely from these FIB projections. So I've got 17.6 and then 28.
Lovely. All right. The next one is Hemogenics. We're supposed to cover this, I think it was yesterday, but they announced it yesterday. Let's have a look. Collaboration with a major US biotech company. At the moment, it's not a huge amount of revenue, but the fact that a big company's come on board here, it's always a good sign, I think, you know. So they're paying $250,000 it's worth the Hemogenics, but I think it's you know, the fact that they're coming through the door and they're looking and they're doing a collaboration is a very good thing. So Hemo, what do you reckon, Nicola? It's down today quite a bit, actually.
It's down today quite a bit, but it's right back at the ABC measured move support. And so potentially we could find our feet around here, maybe a little bit lower down to 2.8. If we don't, there's major support at 2.55. But for now, I like this 2. I like 3 to hold. I doubt we'll close below 3.
Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully.
If we
not,
do, then 2.55 is a screaming buy.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's just a correction. It's choppy, it's overlapping compared to the rally, but it's, you know, because the rally was so sharp, we could pull back a long way.
Okay, a popular stock at the moment, always getting requests, is Petromatad, and they've got some big resources there. Now, a couple of guys on Twitter are well researched on them, and very big potential there. Hugely researched. My father holds, or he did hold stock in them. I don't know how he held stock in them. But so what are you doing? MATD. What do you reckon?
Look at this lovely daily chart, Justin. This is an inverted head and shoulders pattern in MATD that started in June 20 last year. And we are right back at the neckline. The neckline is between 13.26 and between 14.04. If we can break above here, our next target and a measured move target is 22.
Yeah.
So yes, very bullish. But watch for a daily close above 14.10.
Yeah, lovely. And they've got a sort of obviously a drilling program happening, and lots of options there apparently. So you can probably tell. I don't know a lot about it. I know they've got a lot of resources there, big, you know, barrelage wise. Right, and the last one is Vasarian, who announced today they've done a collaboration with Team Sky, and this is not just for the bikes, it's for everything. As you know, there are certain sports that any advantage you can get, if it gives you tenth or hundredth of a second advantage, it's worth it, like bobsleigh or bikes. And so Team Sky, probably the best team in the world, have hooked up now with Vasari, and this is off the back of lots of collaborations they've done Vasari with other big companies. And so I think, you know, Vasari is becoming a top dog in the world of graphene, or their product of his nanine. But VRS, like I said with Asia Met, when they raise money, you know, the director there often takes some, or he's biggest holder in the company, Neil Rickett, CEO, the biggest holder in the company. So it inspires confidence, you know, because they've got a lot of skin in the game. Anyway, what do you reckon, VRS, Nicolas?
So VRS has been in a correction since the end of January. We pulled back to 50% of the rally. So that was 50% of the rally from the October low. And then the rally stalled at 50% of the drop. So the rally that ended on the 6th of March stopped at 50% of the drop. So now I think support, we're turning higher today. We shouldn't go back below 81. That's 50% of the rally that we've made since the 3rd of March. We're doing that kind of inverted, you know, mean reverting pattern where we just retrace half till we get into a tighter and tighter range and look for a breakout. So we are looking bullish today. We're bouncing off the daily moving averages. And if we get a close above 94.2, I think we can continue higher. But, you know, we're not out of the woods. We're in sideways correction until then, really.
Okay, lovely. I'm getting people on Facebook saying they can't hear me, which is a nice relief. So,
They can't hear you today.
No,
that's weird.
So what I'll do is I'll just post the audio and video here later. Listen, some people will prefer that version. They prefer your voice rather than mine. Later on, I'll just post the audio and video there, so people will get it anyway. And the majority of people do listen to the podcast. I do apologise, people on Facebook. But
I apologise, that's my fault.
You've been sleeping too much. That's the trouble. Too much sleep. You're better off when you get lack of sleep, I think. But for Sarah, that's good. Marvellous stuff,
thank
Nicola.
And, Hang on a sec.
Go off and strop there now. Whoa, hang on.
But people can't hear us.
They can. The podcast listen by thousands. They can hear us.
Hello, podcast people.
Yeah, so there we are. There's a bit on podcast. Anyway, so there we go. So I'll post this on later on. And by the way, if you want to see it, you can see the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.